El Paso emergency ordinance voted down placing humanitarian resources at risk. Texas border business. El Paso, Texas, the city of El Paso emergency ordinance, which allows the community to assist local non-governmental organizations, NGOs, and humanitarian organizations address the migrant crises, was voted down by one vote. The ordinance, which requires a unanimous vote by the mayor and city council, will expire Thursday, February 29, 2024. The city attorney's office will draft a local disaster declaration to be signed by Mayor Oscar Leeser in order to address the humanitarian and public safety crisis resulting from the mass migration through El Paso. While we are disappointed by the narrow margin of the vote on the amended emergency ordinance, the city of El Paso remains unwavering in its dedication to addressing the pressing humanitarian and public safety issues brought about by the influx of migrants, said Mayor Oscar Leeser. We recognize the importance of collaborative efforts with the NGOs and humanitarian organizations to provide assistance to those in need, which is why I intend to sign the local disaster declaration. The impending disaster declaration is a crucial step in mobilizing essential resources and ensuring a coordinated response to the challenges we face in our community. The local disaster declaration, which will remain in effect for 7 days once signed and needs to be renewed every 7 days to remain effective, allows the community to formally implement provisions of emergency plans, provide added liability protection to government agencies and special or volunteer emergency workers, formally request general assistance from the federal government, activate local emergency management plans, suspend selected codes and ordinances that would allow for the use of facilities such as schools to be used as shelters. The city and OEM continue to work closely with the local NGOs and humanitarian agencies to coordinate essential support such as food, clothing, and transportation. Additionally, the roving teams will continue traveling to the various areas where migrants are congregating to provide transportation services and/or identify temporary shelter services. For more information about the City of El Paso's response to the humanitarian crisis, including the city's Migrant Situational Awareness Dashboard, visit www.elpasotexas.gov/migrant-crisis.